Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. This is the last Ripples for this week, or excuse me, this month. And then, of course, we'll be doing the last Eternum of this month. Remember, they'll come back in November, and they might actually be finished with Eternum version 9 by then. They're getting really close. Alright, guys, let's go ahead and get started. I think that's everything. Ah, well, hopefully that'll stop them from any future attempts. Now I just need to get Brad's help and see if he can tell me anything more. Hey, are you done yet? Yeah, all finished. Okay, I'm coming in with the first outfit. All of a sudden, the light dims. Huh? Whoa! She must have those smart lights that can be controlled by a remote or a phone, trying to set the mood. This is gonna be good. After Crystal steals your heart and shoots it dead, she blows the smoke from the gun. Ah, she's Lara Croft, which reminds me, you know, GOG just released Rise and Shadow of the Tomb Raider for under 10 bucks. You can actually get the whole thing for $11, DRM free. All the online stuff now works offline, so check that out. Own them. Alright. Nice. That's Lara Croft, right? Yup. I'm not as good as Darcy is at the game, but Tomb Raider was one of my favorite games growing up. By the way, guys, I have not played any of those really new ones. I haven't really played a new Tomb Raider since Angel of Darkness. I don't think anyone is as good as Darcy is at that game. Hehe, that is true. She is freakishly good at video games. So what do you think? I'm not a Lara Croft fan, said no one ever. If you couldn't tell by the look on my face, I fucking love it. You look hot as Lara Croft. She does. She has the boobs that match too. Hehe, thanks. That whole presentation was incredible. The light bulbs are smart lights, right? Yeah, all three lights are smart bulbs. They can be controlled by the included remote or any device with the app on it. That's pretty cool. They're a little more expensive than you might think, but yeah, those smart lights. I need to get me one of those. I've been practicing this thing. Check this out. Crystal starts rotating the gun around her finger in a skilled way. Impressive! A little bit of this, and a little bit of that, and... Ouch! Oh shit, are you alright? Yeah, I'm fine. The gun isn't metal, is it? No, it's plastic, but it still hurts. Ugh, that's the third time I've done that. I thought I'd practiced enough, but I guess not. Darcy said I'm too clumsy to do it. Like the time you tripped over the table and face-planted? Shut up, that wasn't my fault. I had my eyes closed. Okay, I'll give you that one. You better. I love your hair like that. You should wear it like that more often. You think so? For sure. I wore it like this to match the costumes, but maybe you're right. I like it too. Okay, it's time for the next costume. I can't wait. I'll be right back. I never thought Crystal was in the cosplay. It's exciting, though I wonder what else she has in store. Oh yeah, here we go. Santa Claus? No. Red Riding Hood. Darkstalkers. Well, also Grimm's Fairy Tales for those who aren't a Capcom beat 'em up. Well, a Capcom fighting enthusiast like myself. Hey, Grandma. I have fresh strawberries that I've just picked for you. Little Red Riding Hood. I know this one, too. Wait, you're not my grandmother. I see what she's doing. I'll play along. No, I'm the big bad wolf. Oh no, please don't eat me. I don't know, you look mighty tasty licking lips. Wow, what a big tongue you have. The better to lick you with. So you're not gonna eat me then? I haven't decided yet. I want to taste you first. If you don't eat me, I'll let you lick. These. I don't know. Come on, just look how juicy and bouncy they are. Ba-boing, 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 ba-boing. I mean, that's what they do, right? Ba-boing. Those are beautiful. You might have yourself a deal, young lady. Mr. Big Bad Wolf, what's that in your pants? Do you have a boner right now? Well, I guess I do. I didn't even notice. I sure do. My, my, what a big dick you have. All the better to fuck you. Well, he filled it in, didn't he? All the better to fuck you with. Oh, no. You wouldn't stick that huge thing in my tight, wet pussy, would you? This is escalating quickly. Actually, hold on to that thought. I have one more costume to show you. Oh, fuck. It was just getting good. But be patient. This one will take a lot longer to put on. Be right back. She sure is taking a lot longer this time. I'm really curious what she's going to come back with. It's like, this is Warhammer! And it's like, holy shit, no. Oh, succubus. Yeah. Damn. My name is Kristen. I am the fallen angel of lust, and I'm here to take your soul. No, I've been a good boy. Please don't take my soul. A good boy? Ha, 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 ha. You can't lie to me. I know you've been a very naughty boy. Well, yeah, I have been naughty, but I've also done lots of good deeds. I've helped several people today. I've fought evil bullies, I bought girls ice cream, helped another girl with a school project, helped a woman find a job, and also helped a gorgeous lady with her laptop. That's gotta count for something, right? Those are all nice deeds. But what you failed to acknowledge is that I am Kristen, a demon of lust. I don't care about your good deeds. All I care about is how naughty you've been. As a matter of fact, I think you deserve a punishment. Crystal starts to approach you in a slow and seductive manner. I gotcha! And good thing, because you almost headbutted me in the nuts. Oh my god, why do I always fall when I'm trying to act sexy? Maybe I'm a klutz after all. I should just give up. I'm taking these stupid high heels off. I can never walk in them. Maybe these wings too, they're digging into my back. Those wings are really cool. I like how they bounce around. There's a spring at the base of the wings and a tail that makes them jiggle. How did you get the horns attached to your head like that? It's just a wire band. So, do you like the costume? Yeah, I like it. I wasn't expecting you to come back with something like that. This costume isn't from any video game or movie or anything, but I like it. It's more of a Halloween costume. Either way, it's sexy, and you look amazing in it. Well, I mean, it just happens to be about that time. It's October 1st. The first day of Halloween. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Thanks, Grim. Well, Crystal starts tying her hair into a braid as if she is admitting defeat. I was going to give you a punishment before my clumsy self ruined the mood, giggle. Why is she being so hard on herself? I know I wouldn't be able to walk in high heels. Besides, I think her clumsiness is adorable. You didn't ruin anything. I thought it was cute. Imperfections are beautiful. Even if you're in an accident, you're an accident waiting to happen. It's a beautiful accident. I'm not sure if you're making fun of me or complimenting me. Why not both? Then I think you deserve a reward and a punishment. I like where this is going. Which one do you want first, the reward or the punishment? Let's get the punishment over and save the best for last. No matter what you do, you have to sit there and watch. No touching. That's your punishment. And then Biohazard comes out and sings Punishment. That'd be a crazy one. That doesn't sound like much of a punishment, but I'm all for it. And no touching yourself either. No touching. If this is a punishment, I can't wait for the reward. But I'm not gonna lie, I wanna smack your ass so bad. No smacking, spanking, or touching of any sort. It's fine, this isn't so bad. I'm not finished yet. Crystal hops on your lap and exposes her breast to you. Oh, come on, you can't put them that close to my face and expect me not to touch them. You're right, this is torture. How about my mouth? You were just talking about my hands, right? No touching with any body part. Holy shit, Crystal, you're gonna smack me in the face with those if you come any closer. You would like that, wouldn't you? Maybe. If I don't get knocked out by them first. And you'd probably like that too, huh? Also, maybe. Ha! Don't you wish you could do this? Crystal takes one of her luscious mounds and swirls her tongue around the nipple. Fuck! How long is this punishment? My nipples need stimulation, but since you can't touch me, I have to do it myself. I'll remember this, don't worry. I'll get you back. I think that's enough of a punishment for now. Now the reward! Okay, I need a reward after that. It took all I had not to grope you like a dirty old pervert. Come here, you! Have you ever received a lap dance before? Nope. You're telling me you haven't been to a strip club since you turned 18? No, is that a bad thing? I thought all guys go to the strip club when they turn 18, but that will make this even better because it'll be a first for both of us. Now you have no one to compare me to if I'm terrible at it. I'm sure you'll be great at it. Crystal drops her panties and lowers herself onto your growing erection. Oh, that's nice. I can feel your cock through your jeans. Your ass is so beautiful. You like it when I rub my ass on you like a little slut, like a stripper whore? It seems she likes talking dirty. Should I do it back? Yes, you dummy. Yes, I do, you seductive satanic slut. Fuck, I'm getting extremely wet. Sounds like she likes it when I call her a slut. You like it when I call you a slut? I usually hate that word, but when you say it to me, I get extremely turned on. Hey, this isn't the strip club. You can touch me. Sounds like we're in the VIP area. I don't know. I could touch the stripper when she did the lap dance for me. Like, that wasn't a big deal as long as you just don't go crazy. It's like, can I touch your ass? Yeah, you can touch my ass. I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's great. It's nice ass. Oh, no, she smelled like, what was it? Like scent of brine, like the sea. It was really interesting. It wasn't like a bad smell, it just felt like the ocean, you know, because I used to grow up around the ocean. So I'm very used to, you know, we went to the beach and I didn't live far from one. So we would go out into technically the Atlantic Ocean and freaking swim out there. And I'm used to that smell of salt water. That's what she smelled like, salt water. Yeah, just like that. Oh, that's nice. I'm loving this reward. Overwhelmed with lust, you start planting kisses on Crystal's neck and shoulder. Oh, those kisses on my neck are something I've never felt before, and I fucking love it. This is why I can't contain myself around it. Moans. Fuck, I should have taken my pants off first. This is starting to hurt. Oh, poor Grim, your pants can't contain that huge monster of yours. Yeah? Don't worry, we'll let him out soon. Just a little bit longer, moan, you teasing whore. Yes, I love it when you talk dirty. Let's continue. Damn, that was fucking amazing. I need a cold shower after that. We're not finished yet. Let's take these panties off. Ah, no, these pants. I'm not wearing panties. What the hell? Ah, so much better. Oh, thanks for removing my pants. Oh, ho, ho, what do we have here? This is my boomstick. Hey there, you don't need to yell. That's the only way to say it. Boomstick, yeah, what does it shoot? That's something you'll have to find out on your own. I want to show you something. Crystal detaches the straps on her bra and slides her panties off. Alright, here we go. Wow, bouncy. I always wanted to show that to someone. A real life boob drop. Aha! Do it again. Okay. And again. Let's get the play-by-play from John Madden over here. One more time. You really like boob drops, don't you? You have no idea. And bazinga! There we are. It's so beautiful. Dork. Okay, there's another thing I want to try. I know you'll like this one. Yes, finally a boob job. Ugh, that's nice. I didn't know if I'd be able to wrap my tits around this huge womb raider of yours, but I guess I can. Are you kidding me? Your breasts are more than perfect for this kind of work. That is very important. Otherwise, you have a bad situation where the boobs aren't big enough and... yeah, it's not fun. I've been there. But then, you know, I was with this woman that had the perfect size, and then I didn't feel it was right. I was like, yeah, but I don't think we should do this now. So it's kind of weird, you know. You never know when the right time for the tit fuck is. Work. I'm your slutty demon slave. I do this for free. Yeah, work those juicy tits. Show me what you can do, you brazen little hussy. After hearing you talk dirty to her, her arousal grows more intense and she increases her speed. Maybe a little faster? Yes, that's the perfect speed. What does it feel like? It feels like two bouncy clouds of joy massaging my dick with perfect precision. Amazing. Bouncy clouds of joy. I like that. What if I add this? Well, damn. Look at that. She can go all the way around. Ah, I love the way your cock tastes. Lick, lick. My pussy is dripping just thinking about it. You're such a nasty nympho. I love it. I can't wait to bounce up and down on it. Or maybe you can lay down and I can have my way with you. Oh my god, that sounds amazing. Wow, her mood sure has changed since I first got here. I'm so glad she's back to the confident and sexy Crystal I know. Oh, her breasts feel phenomenal snuggled around my dick. Her perky tits are massaging all the most sensitive spots on my dick. I can't wait any longer. Crystal stands up and jumps on you before you have a chance to react. Someone's eager. Feel how wet I am. Crystal grabs your hand and places it on her soaking wet pussy. Damn, you weren't lying. Kiss me. Mwah! Ah. Okay, sit back and let your naughty slave do all the work. And here we go! Oh god, your dick is huge. I need to start slow. Ah, yeah, finally. It feels amazing inside of you. Oh, you're so deep. Ah, I don't think I'll ever get used to how big you are. As long as you're enjoying yourself, I don't see the problem. It's like I'm having sex for the first time over and over again. That's like a man that he always orders a very large sub, and it's like, he opens it up and he's like, I don't think I'll ever be able to get used to how big you are. Ugh. Then he feels bad because he ate the whole thing. And I love it! Yeah, ride that dick, you demonic doxy. Huh? Doesn't even make any sense. The way she is slowly riding me. She's extremely tight, and her vaginal walls are bear-hugging my cock. I love it when you talk dirty to me. I love how you bounce up and down on my dick. I'm not bouncing yet. I'm just trying to get used to your size. Whatever you're doing feels amazing. Okay, I think I'm good now. Oh, damn. Yeah. Now I'm bouncing. Bouncing on your fat dick like the whore I am. So are your boobs, and I don't even care if they hit me in the face and knock me out. I'm fine with that. Hee hee, you're so goofy, and you're a cock-hungry slut. I sure am, yeah, just like that. Oh shit, here she goes. Ugh, look at that face, you're such a nympho. You can't get enough of my cock, can you? No, I can't, I need you to fuck me silly. Fuck the evil out of me, Grim. Uh-oh, here we go. Oh, fuck, if you keep going like that, there's gonna be a flood inside of you. Yes, do it, I'm about to come. Ah, ah, open the floodgates. No, I need to take control this time. I need to show her what I can do. Actually, we're not done yet. You grab Crystal by the waist and throw her on her back. Ah! I was so close. But that was so damn sexy. I want to punish me. Excuse me, I want you to punish me for being such a whore. All right, tramp. You're going to be sore for the next week after I'm done with you. Oh, fuck, yes, just like that. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you good. Aw, man, just watching her tits bounce is so incredibly sexy. Crystal's enjoyment for hard, nasty sex is making this experience one that I'll never forget. Ah, I knew I had it in you. I need to fuck the evil demonic soul right out of your body. Yes, fuck the slutty sins away. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna... Ah, here she goes. There she blows! Okay, give me 1 second. Jesus, that was incredible. I'm not done yet. Okay, what are you doing? You guide your throbbing cock back towards Crystal's soaking pussy and start rubbing the head against her clitoris. Whoa, wait, hold up! Oh, never mind, I like that. Keep going. Oh, fuck it. Put it back in. You change your mind awfully quick. Are you sure? Yes, I need it now. I don't know. You're really gonna see something evil if you don't put that dick inside of me and fuck me silly. Please? Flip over. I want to change positions. Whoa, here we go. Yep, they're doing the thing. They're definitely having sex right now, folks. It is a slobber knocker out there. It seems like you're still a naughty slut that hasn't been fucked enough. Yes, fuck the slutty soul out of my body. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Give it to me, Grim. Fuck, you monster. I don't know what it is, but she's bringing out the animalistic side of me. I just want to fuck the shit out of her. Yeah, take it. Ah, fuck. I can't hold it any longer. Yes, come for me. Shit. Boof. Take this low, bitch. No. Heavy panting. You down? You doing all right down there? Incomprehensible mumble. Yeah, I guess you're okay. Is that so? Just hold on. I can't think straight. 20 minutes later. Wow. You weren't lying. I think I'm gonna be sore for a week, but it was totally worth it. I couldn't help it. You were just too damn cute and sexy. I couldn't hold myself back. I don't ever want you to hold yourself back. I'll remember that. I should get going soon. I still need to stop at Darcy's on the way home. Yeah, I still need to do my homework. Shit. Wait! I still have assignments I need to finish from the other day. Miss Gilmore's really gonna give it to me if I don't get my work caught up. Heh, I'd like to see that, pervert. Oh, when you say it like that, how am I supposed to interpret it? Oh, it's Daphne! Tell her I said hello. She said, hey! When I told her you were stopping by tonight, she wanted to come over so bad, but she had to work. You made quite the impression on her. She's a fascinating woman. I'd love to hang out with her again. She'll be happy to hear that. I'll let her know. All right, I'm gonna head out now. I'll have Brad check out that app tomorrow, and I'll let you know. Sounds good. Thanks again for all your help. I don't feel like I'm alone anymore. You know, you should tell Darcy. I can tell she cares about you a lot. She would have been there for you. I know I was going to, but you know Darcy. She probably would have done something stupid and then Mr. Carabelli would know I'd been talking. I was scared and didn't know what to do. I only told her because I thought you might have some answers, but you're right. I should tell her. I'll admit I'm being selfish and want you to tell Darcy because I hate keeping things from her. But also, she's your best friend and deserves to know. Okay, I'll tell her. You have a good night, Crystal. I'll see you tomorrow. Have fun at Darcy's house, and thanks again for all your help. Bye. Bye, Grim.
Bye.
Heading back towards your neighborhood, you decide to cut through the town again to avoid the back roads. I think I'll stay away from the roads around the power plants for a while. I don't want any weird occurrences happening again. Foreshadowing. Hey, isn't that Janelle sitting outside of her store? Hey, Janelle. Hey, Grim. What you doing out here all by yourself? Oh, nothing. Just waiting on my stupid husband to get here with the keys to my car. Do you want me to keep you company until he gets here? You shouldn't be sitting out here all by yourself during the night. Thank you, Grim. That's very kind of you, but you don't have to. It'd be nice, though. It's no problem. I'll keep you company for a few minutes. Such a gentleman. So, how come you're not waiting inside the store? Well, I thought he was going to be here a long time ago, and I wanted to go outside and get some fresh air. It's a nice night. Yeah, it's nice outside. Nice and cool. Full moon. So what are you up to on this lovely night? I'm heading back home after helping a friend with her laptop. That's nice of you. Is this friend of yours a girl that you like? Yeah, I think she's a great girl and I like hanging out with her. That's good to hear. Just remember to have fun while you're young. Don't settle down too fast or you might realize too late that it was a mistake. I wonder if she's talking about her marriage. Yeah, nothing serious right now. And don't ever keep a woman waiting. If you do, at least call her and let her know. I'm sitting here waiting for fucking Bob to get here again. God knows what he's doing and why he won't even answer my calls. Yeah, sounds like trouble in paradise. I do feel bad for her. I'm sorry, Janelle. I hope things get better for you. I don't want to stick my nose where it doesn't belong, but what I will say is, if I had a beautiful wife like you, I'd never keep you waiting. You're such a sweet young man. You're going to make a woman very happy someday. Where were you at when I was younger? You're still young, and I'm sure you have a happy future ahead of you. And hey, I'm here now, so if you ever need someone to talk to or anything else, let me know. Anything? Anything. Well, there is one thing I've been craving that my husband hasn't been giving me, and I think you might be able to help me. And what's that? A bright light shines in your direction and snaps both of you out of the conversation. Finally! Grim, stay here for a second. I still want to ask you something.
Okay.
Janelle stomps over to the approaching vehicle. Where the hell have you been? I've been waiting on you for 45 minutes. I was helping my buddy out with something. Why are you even friends with that creepy old man anyway? Excuse me. Why are you even friends with that creepy old man anyway? You know I don't like that guy. Calm down, Janelle. I thought I told you I had to take care of something. And I'd be gone for a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. You left the store 5 hours ago and you took the car keys with you, leaving me stranded. Took a lot longer than I thought it was going to. So why don't you call me? Or at least answer your phone when I called you? We lost track of time and I forgot my phone was on silent. It's always some excuse with you. And why are you wearing that ugly hat? You never wear hats. Oh, this? I'm just trying something new. What were you doing anyway? It's always I have to take care of something, or I have to help someone with something. I was helping him fix his car and driving around to make sure everything was fine. And what about all the other times? Honey, come on, don't be like that. Don't call me honey. You need to tell me what's going on. You've been so distant lately and are never around. I've been busy. Stop being so goddamn nosy. Doing what? Are you cheating on me? No, stop being such a drama queen. This is getting awkward. Maybe I should just leave. If you want to have sex with other people, just let me know. I'm fine with that, but what I don't want is this bullshit. We shouldn't be having this conversation out here. There are people around. Bob looks around and notices you. Hey, is that you, Grim? Yeah. I'm going to take off and leave you guys to talk. No, you don't have to leave. This is embarrassing, Bob. If this is embarrassing, Bob, then good. He likes watching me get fucked. So now someone can watch him getting his ass chewed out. Oh, come on, that's different and you know it. Yeah, excuse me, you know, maybe if you fucked me once in a while, I wouldn't mind you being gone so much. I'm at the store from sunup to sundown, 6 days a week, and I do almost everything myself. You don't help with anything anymore. I'm sorry, I'll try to help out more often. Try? I will help out more often. That's what you said last time, and that's not the only problem. Alright, well, let's let them get their shit sorted, and we're gonna move on to Eternum, shall we? Alright, guys, I'm out, and we'll see you with more ripples in November. Eternum, coming at you next.